Chapter 4 The Magic Stick. Word List. Angry. Anxious. Autumn. Cheerful. Cloudy. Cold. Depressed. Emotion. Energetic. Excited. Fabulous. Foggy. Freeze. Hailing. Happy. Lightning. Moody. Nervous. Rainy. Sad. Scared. Seasons. Sleepy. Snowy. Spring. Stormy. Summer. Sunny. Surprised. Tired. Upset. Warm. Weather condition. Windy. Winter. Expressions.
How does he feel?
He feels anxious.
I feel depressed. What's the weather like?
It's foggy.
What's the temperature?
It's 30 degrees Celsius. It's warm.
I don't get it. Can you repeat that, please?
Chapter 4 The Magic Stick.
It's a wonderful day. It's 30 degrees Celsius. Art is at the Park of the Magnifique. His teachers, friends, and family are all there. They are smiling and having a nice breakfast on a picnic table. Arda's mother looks at him and smiles.
Come here, Arda. You can join us.
Mom, Dad, how nice it is to see you.
He tries to walk and go near them, but he falls down because he has got a fish tail. His English teacher, Ms. Brown, invites him too.
Come and join us, Arda. Have breakfast with us.
I can't, don't you see? I have got a fish tail. Help me.
But no one helps him. They all look very happy. They continue enjoying their breakfast. Arda looks at Yasemin. She was his best friend in Magnifique. She smiles at him.
Hurry up, Arda. Colin and Tim are eating all the pancakes.
But Arda can't go there. He feels very bad. He can't breathe.
Help, help! I can't breathe. Help!
But they just smile. They don't hear him. Then Arda hears a voice. Wake up, Arda! Wake up! He opens his eyes. He sees Fisher.
Wake up, Arda! You're dreaming!
Oh, I'm so sorry. Am I late? Is Angelic angry with me?
Later, he looks around and he gets shocked. He's sitting on Angelic's throne. He's got her magic stick, but he looks very old. Angelic is there too. She looks young and beautiful again. She looks sad.
You have my magic stick. You are the king of the underwater world now.
No one speaks. Arda is surprised. He looks at the magic stick, the throne, and the gold all around. Then he smiles. He feels very excited.
Hooray! I'm the king!
A king with magical powers!
A king with an amazing treasure!
A king with a nice throne!
Magical powers? Awesome! I can take this curse away. Then I can go home.
No, you can't. Only I can take your curse away. Also, those magical powers come from nature. they have some negative effects on you. Don't you see? You look old. This is because of the magic of this stick.
Arda looks at her and he laughs. He points his magic stick at her.
Be quiet or I will turn you into a frog, Angelic.
Later, Arda stands up. He looks at the sea boys.
I'm the new king, but I can't go back home. So I must stay here as the king of the underwater city. Stop counting the gold coins. I'm changing everything here. Let's have an underwater party first. Let's have fun.
You are a great king, Arda.
A. Look at the pictures and fill in the blanks.
Everything is great, but at that moment, something interesting happens. Arda sees some clouds. They are around the sun on his magic stick.
What's happening?
The magic of this stick comes from nature. The weather affects the stick, and the stick affects your emotions.
I don't understand.
It's about the weather condition outside the ocean. When it is sunny, you see the shiny sun on the magic stick, and you feel cheerful and energetic. But on cloudy days, you see clouds around the sun. Then you feel sad and depressed. On windy days, you feel tired and sleepy, and on stormy days, you feel anxious and scared. Do you feel upset? It means the weather is rainy. When it is snowy and hailing, your stick freezes. It's bad because you feel moody then. But a flash of lightning is worse than the others. You feel angry and nervous in this weather. Very, very angry and nervous.
B. Read Angelique's explanations in Part A and fill in the chart.
So, my feelings change according to the weather? This is silly. I think you say it because you want the magic stick back. Look, there are clouds on the stick, and I'm smiling because I feel...
Suddenly, Arda stops talking. He starts feeling sad and depressed. But I'm the king of the underwater city, he thinks. Why do I feel so sad? Later, he looks at the magic stick.
All right, the weather can affect my emotions.
Later, he sits down on his throne. The sea boys are having an underwater party. Everyone feels great, but not Arda. He feels sad because the weather is cloudy. He doesn't want to dance. He doesn't want to eat anything. He remembers his mother and father. He remembers his teachers and friends. He starts crying. Days pass, and Arda's mood changes every day.
C. Read about Arda's days. Write about the weather and Arda's mood each day. Use the chart on page 43 to see the weather condition. Example.
On this day, everybody enjoys the underwater party, but Arda sits on his throne and he cries. Arda feels sad because it is cloudy. The next day, Arda smiles and dances all day. He has so much fun. Arda feels cheerful and energetic because it is sunny. On day two, the sea boys run some errands at the underwater city. Arda wants to help them, but he feels very tired. He sleeps all day. Arda feels tired and sleepy because it is windy. On day three, things change again. Arda feels fine, but he always says to himself, "Am I ill?" Later, he looks at the sea and thinks, "What about the dirty wave? Will it come again? What can I do?" He thinks about all these negative things in his palace. Arda feels anxious and scared because it is stormy. On day 4, Fisher says, "Good morning," but Arda shouts at him, "Be quiet, I hate you." Later, he turns him into a frog. The next day, he feels good again. He wakes up, looks around, and remembers.
"Oh, Fisher, my friend, I'm so sorry. That's all because of the lightning. It makes me feel angry and nervous."
He uses his magic stick and turns Fisher into a sea boy again. Fisher feels very sad.
"You are worse than angelic."
Later, he cries and leaves the palace. Arda sits on his throne. He feels very bad. Arda doesn't know what to do. He is a king now, but he isn't happy. He doesn't have any friends. He thinks all the time, but he can't find a solution. Shasha comes in.
"I know you feel terrible. Having a magic stick has some disadvantages, but I can help you."
"How?"
"I can swim up and look at the sky. I can tell you how the weather is. Trust me, I'm good at it."
"Then I can know the weather condition before, and I can be ready for it. That's a good idea."
"But I want something."
"What do you want?"
"You are the king now, so you are more powerful than Angelic. I don't want to be Angelic's pet anymore. I want to be your pet."
Arda thinks for a while, and he accepts Shasha's offer.
"I have got a shark pet. It's so cool. So tell me about the weather, Shasha."
"The weather is hot and sunny outside the ocean right now. So you feel cheerful and energetic. It is 23 degrees Celsius. But there are clouds in the south. The temperature is 3 degrees Celsius. It's rainy and windy. Rain clouds are coming here. I'm afraid it will be rainy and stormy in the evening. Get ready for some lightning, too."
D. Read Shasha's weather forecast for the world outside the ocean and answer the questions.
"Rain, storm, and lightning. So I may feel anxious, scared, upset, angry, and nervous tonight. That's very bad. I don't want to hurt my friends."
"Your mood can change according to the season, too. I think you know this."
"According to the season? I don't get it. Can you repeat that, please?"
"The weather changes every season, so your mood changes, too. Look, let me make a season chart for you."
E. You are Shasha. Explain the season chart on page 46 to your king.
"You may feel sad in spring, my king, because in spring the weather is cloudy and foggy. The average temperature is 23 degrees Celsius. In summer, you can feel happy because the weather is sunny. The average temperature is 35 degrees Celsius. And in autumn, the weather is windy, so you can feel sleepy. It is 20 degrees Celsius. You may feel anxious and scared in winter because it's stormy, and it's 3 degrees Celsius."
Suddenly, the sun on Arda's magic stick changes. The weather is stormy now. Arda starts feeling anxious and scared.
"Oh, what can I do? My mood changes according to the season and the weather."
"Well, I have an idea, but..."
"But what?"
"But don't get angry."
"Tell me, Shasha, what is it?"
"Angelic is a water fairy. She is stronger than you. She can control her emotions better than you. You can give the magic stick back to her."
Arda thinks for a while. Finally, he understands that's his only option.
"Go and invite Angelic here. I must talk to her."
10 minutes later, Angelic comes.
"Do you want this magic stick back?"
Yes, of course.
I can give it to you, but you must do something for me.
What do you want?
We don't want to be sea boys anymore. Take this curse back.
Okay, just give me my magic stick back.
Arda invites all the sea boys to the palace. Later, he gives the magic stick back to Angelic. Angelic raises the stick and it starts shining.
You are all free now.
All the sea boys look at their fish tails. They change. They all have legs now. Arda's young again, and he doesn't have a beard. They hug each other. They feel very happy and cheerful.
Hooray! We have legs again!
Arda jumps with happiness, but then he stops.
I can't breathe.
Of course. You aren't sea boys anymore. You can't breathe underwater.
Sasha swims around Angelic like a little puppy. Arda and other sea boys look up. They start swimming to the surface. A lightning strikes. Arda and his friends are getting scared, and the weather is getting colder and colder.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 137 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Treasure page at the back of the book.